Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. If you're looking for a customer, looking for work, or looking for both, you need to stay tuned. Of course, to get good paying customers or a good paying job, you need the right tools, the right information, and a healthy dose of inspiration. This is the show that's putting people to work by growing businesses and identifying jobs. I've said it once and I'll say it again. We can moan and groan about people not hiring us. I'd say forget that. Let's get out here and learn to hire ourselves. This is the Marketing Pulpit International. We are just all over the place right now. I am filling in for regular host, Mr. Pedro Velez. And we're just going to talk about the show today and some of the things we're doing and leave a few marketing tips with you. We are now international. We have our D.C. show, which is a regular show that comes on WLAM on Washington, D.C., Channel Radio 1. And you can find all these shows on the schedule at marketingpulpit.com. We also have our Charlotte show, which is really lighting things up. Miss Sharon Bennett down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Last week she had Dominica from Nona's Suites, which is a regular on the TV series Platinum Weddings. And tomorrow she's having a gentleman from Charlotte Motor Speedway. So you want to stay tuned to the Marketing Pulpit shows that are coming up. And we have a great, series of shows that's going to help you grow and promote your business. We have a dynamite website. Now, go to marketingpulpit.com if you haven't already and put your name in the free business directory. And that directory is something to behold. If you have social media, if you have a video you want to put out there, if you have some documents you want to get to the public, such as your contract templates or your price list downloads or your menus, you can put it all on that new business directory. So go to marketingpulpit.com, and people are going to be visiting that directory from all over the world. So you want to take advantage of these free tools we're offering to get these businesses growing and off the ground. And also you want to take advantage of the Marketing Pulpit membership, which is taking off quite rapidly. And you'll see you get quite a few benefits from becoming a member of Marketing Pulpit International. One thing we're trying to do is connect these different markets so that if you're in North Carolina and you're trying to get business up in D.C. area, or if you know someone up there who you're trying to win over, or if you want to show you have a bigger presence than just the local market, then we are providing a tool to help you do that. And we have a company that are doing that right now, one of our good clients, Candle Sweetie, here in Washington, D.C. She has she can ship her candles all over the world. So we're going to be promoting her on all the stations. You'll hear her ad on New York station. You'll hear it on the North Carolina station, of course, in her base station of Washington, D.C. If you haven't already, go to CandleSweetie.com and check out her wonderful selection of candles. You're going to be reading more about her as we help take her national. She is really doing some wonderful things. There's Sharon Davis over there, and we'll have her on the show someday coming up soon. I'm Robert Gatewood, and if you want to call in, the number is 215-383-3872. That's 215-383-3872. That's the call-in number. If you have a question, you want to join in, chime into the discussion today. We're going to talk about some of the marketing basics today to get kind of remind people of why we need the market and why it's such a pivotal part of your business. We're going to talk about the marketing metrics this morning. And when I say marketing metrics, we're talking about marketing. It is actually a science. It's a false science, but it's a science nevertheless. And with any kind of science, there's usually some type of hard numbers to validate your thesis or your conclusions. So marketing is no different. And the two numbers I always try to keep people in the front of their cerebral cortex is what it costs to get a customer and how it has to be weighed by the lifetime value of a customer. So, for instance, if you spend $1,000 and you get 10 customers, you have a cost per acquisition of $100 per customer. So that's your CPA, or cost per acquisition. So that's one number that every business owner should always be aware of. You find a successful businesses, and I will show you someone who understands what it costs to get a customer. Some people are just bringing in money to beat the band, but they're spending more on a customer than they will ever get profitable. They're spending too much on a customer. But you can always buy a customer. That's never been a problem. You can go out here and hand out $100 bills on the street and get customers. The magic is to get the cost to a point where you can make a profit. So you have to be always cognizant of the cost per acquisition. So let's we're going to use this example. You spend $1,000, you attain or acquire 10 customers, you have a cost per acquisition of $100. Now let's just say you go and that customer comes in and spends $75 on the first time they come into the door. Well, that's not your lifetime value. That's just the first sale, and which is why many companies are willing to give away product to get the first customer, because they're not concerned about the cost of that first customer. They're concerned about what they would get over the lifetime value of having that customer on board. So if you spend $100 to get a customer who spends only $75 on the first time through the door, a marketer knows that's not a problem at that point. Now, if they stop there, then you do have a problem. You lost money. But I'm not used to that happening, because I know I'm going to win that customer over by providing great service, professionalism, follow-up, and it's a great product. So good marketers don't worry about that. They know that they're going to keep that customer over a period of time. That's called the lifetime value, or we use the acronym LTV. Not LTD, that's the Effort Osborne. That's the guy that people say looks like me. I wish you could sing and get it as well as I do, but that's a subject for another day. But anyway, lifetime value, or LTV, is what we want to keep that number growing. So you want a low cost per acquisition and very high lifetime value. So those are two numbers you should always be aware of at any time. Now, you have control over these factors. They're not just numbers that just pop up nilly-willy. For instance, on cost per acquisition, you can constantly get that number to be reduced by having an effective sales apparatus. So you run an ad, you got thin customers, like I said. That number could have been possibly increased to 20 by being more effective at sales and follow-up, and returning the phone calls, and having a system that sends out and follows up on the leads, or you got a nice brochure, or you may have a sales team, and how you treat your leads. So those numbers are not just they're not finite. They're based on some variables that you have very much control over. So we use 10 as the number of customers you may get if you spend $1,000. And if you get a customer for $100, that's not bad, unless you're selling T-shirts or something, or cookies. Well, then again, you can buy a lot of cookies in the course of a year, so I'm not going to say that either. Or you might even buy a lot of T-shirts if you're a T-shirt wearer. Then it goes back to target and your audience. So for all practical purposes, $100 for a customer is not a bad deal, no matter what industry you're in, if you're a substantial business. Even selling hamburgers, think about how many hamburgers you're going to buy over the course of a lifetime. So the acquisition cost is a number that we very much can manipulate by being more effective at some sales and other things that we have control over. On the same side, on the lifetime value, you might say, look, if a person buys a $75 item once a month over the course of 12 months, your cash rate is going to ring to the tune of $900. Well, that's not bad either. I mean, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good return on your money. But let's just say you're a good marketer, you're a professional marketer, you're interested in profitability, viability, long-term generational wealth, hiring people, putting people to work, then you're not satisfied with getting $900, because you know that you can improve that number by doing follow-ups, by doing upselling, They may have bought the $75 item, but there may be an item that you sell for $150 that a customer may be interested in. You may be some add-on item that would go with that item to make it more useful. Also, you want that person to tell other people. So that person, if you just bought the basics and you received $900, you brought in two other people that just bought the basics, you go from $900 to $1,800 to $2,700 just by providing the basic services. They're not doing the exceptional. Now, just imagine with your ingenuity and your creativity that you did, you provided exceptional service to that customer. And the numbers are just infinite. They can be mind-boggling, and that's why you see these folks, some people that are doing extremely well in business, with a business that's a normal, typical business. You say, wow, that person's a cleaning person. Why are they doing so well? Why do they have the big house on the hill, and the kids are all in private schools, and they're on vacation every other weekend? Well, they may have discovered the magic of providing good service and keeping their acquisition costs low. And their lifetime value high. That is the magic to marketing. If you don't ever get anything else out of marketing, just keep those two numbers in mind at all time. And marketing, success is just a matter of time. Now, of course, the devil is in the details, and that's where services like mine come in. I'm Robert Gatewood. My company is Gatewood Marketing. We help you with those details. Those things like making sure your sales apparatus is effective so you can get that cost per acquisition down low. Things like follow-up, your literature, your messaging, your brand, making sure you're targeting the right audience. And targeting, by the way, has another very pivotal component of making sure your cost per acquisition is down to a point where people can, you can afford and put more money in your pocket to reinvest back in your business. You can find out more about my company by going to Gatewood Marketing, and that's gatewoodmarketing.com, and you'll find out some of the testimonies on the homepage of some of the companies we've worked with. We even have a good old testimony by international motivational speaker, Willie Jolly. A lot of folks know about him. Worked with him, helped him with his marketing and his web person. We also provide web services. And you can look at our Candle Sweetie. CandleSweetie.com is one of the sites we put together this year for her. And we're taking her international. And that's why we're marketing Pulpit International. We're going to take our clients international with us. And so we want you to stay tuned every Monday and Tuesday. The regular host, of course, is Mr. Pedro Velez. He's in the middle of tax season right now. It's almost unfair to expect him to show up every in the middle of this crazy tax season. So I'll be filling in from time to time until we can get him back on a regular schedule. But he had a good show last week, talked about the advantages of pooling resources to get your costs down for running a business. You can go to the Blog Talk archive and listen to that show. And so he'll be back next week. And tomorrow, I want you to tune in for Miss Sharon Bennett down in North Carolina. She's doing some great things. And on Friday of this week, tune into Marketing Pulpit DC. That's where we have Mr. William Maxwell joining me and Miss Alina Seven, the former Miss DC. And you can find out all about the show and the benefits of joining the Marketing Pulpit International and all the great services we provide by going to marketingpulpit.com. And by all means, put your name in the free business directory. So I want you to remember to set your dial every Monday and Tuesday for the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood. I'm the founder and host of the DC Show. So join us every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I always say, if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing. Do it at the right time. And you got to do it right. This is Marketing Pulpit, Robert Gatewood. Now let's get to work.